dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences sorrow and sadness for this holy month, the month of Muharram, actually, and the martyrdom of the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Well, we're going to talk about some of the laws related to Muharram according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, Sheikh, you know, let's talk about how the believers should hold the mourning ceremonies in the month of Muharram. We all know that we should, in fact, respect this month, and we should, in fact, hold some or convene some ceremonies and religious, you know, services in the respect of Imam al-Hussein, you know, alayhi salam. But would you tell our listeners, would you shed some light on how the believer should do so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's a very good question. The concept of azadari or mourning for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein during Ashura is in fact to respect the symbols of religion and remember the sufferings, the pains and the hardships that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions and his, you know, kith and kin went through. And of course, we hold the mourning and the majalis to commemorate this great event.
Mm-hmm.
And the month of Muharram actually marks the martyrdom and the suffering of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam in his uprising to defend Islam and to prevent the destruction of the religion by the Umayyad dynasty. And of course, it is necessary to narrate the story of his sacrifices and to acquaint ourselves and our children and our family and everyone with the history and with the incidents that took place on that day, the day of Ashura. So it's first of all very important to listen to those who narrate the event.
Mm-hmm.
There are some very good speakers, some very good lecturers who are rich in knowledge, who are highly learned and who are highly educated.
Mm-hmm.
They specialize in the history of Karbala and the event of Karbala in general.
Right.
So it's important to listen to those scholars to attend this majalis. The aim is to learn lessons from this great event. It's necessary, of course, to avoid doing anything which causes defamation, which causes degradation of the religion.
Or disrespect.
Yeah. It causes, of course, it is necessary to avoid doing anything which is perceived as an insult
mm-hmm.
to the religion. So that's very important. And we should understand what is actually degradation, what is defamation, what is insult, what is disrespect, you see. And in doing so, of course, we should always consult the religious authorities. We should always consult the learned scholars. We should read the risala of the religious authorities, the marja that we follow. That, for example, our audience, everyone maybe follows his own marja. But, you know, when it comes to something being considered insult or defamation, of course, there's no disagreement among the scholars. Mm-hmm. So why not listen to learned and knowledgeable scholars whose lectures are replete with wisdom, with understanding, and with guidance and rationality, of course.
Right.
So these lectures are even available on the internet. We mm-hmm. can download those lectures. And of course, in our convenience, we can listen to them to acquaint ourselves with the teachings of Ashura. So if there are no such audio or tracks, of course, we can read books. There are some very good books written about Ashura or on Ashura.
Yes.
And if we read those books, definitely our knowledge will definitely improve. We will enrich ourselves with wisdom and we will acquaint ourselves with the lessons of Ashura.
There is
and
a very
with everything
good,
about Ashura. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, Sheikh Javed. You know, just to remind our listeners and audience that there is a very good program. It is called Bookshelf.
Good.
And usually it deals with books of religious themes. And not only that, but also it addresses some of the ceremonies, some of the special occasions that may come or fall onto the days where it is broadcast or aired, right? So for that, during Muharram, it is usually, in fact, the par for the course that you know, some of these books are introduced, which are about Karbala, which are about Imam Hussein, which are about, for example, Ashura and the Ashura teachings. So I strongly advise or the listeners and the audience of this radio, in fact, to listen to those programs, especially when it comes to those special occasions. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio after the break. Stay with us.
I work in the night with millions of stars. Your eyes pull me to you. Who are you? I work in the day with millions of angels. I see you in all these faces. Who are you? One step I fade away, the next step I'm born again. You're flowing in my veins. Who are you? Wherever I get tired, you call me from far and near. Whenever I get thirsty, you start to melt and say to me,
back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Well, we are still with Sheikh Javed about, the mourning laws or the jurisprudential laws related to the mourning of Muharram, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. So Sheikh Javed, you know, if you think there are any comments left related to the previous question, I guess I interrupted you right in the middle of your words. So I'd appreciate if you go back and continue what there was left from the previous question.
There's one thing I forgot to mention about the first question that you raised.
Right.
I wanted to say that actually, Shia is a religion that is known for its simplicity, the Islam in general, and it is rationality. Rationality and becoming passionate, of course, go hand in hand with each other. And in the occasion of Ashura, is an occasion in which Shia Muslims particularly become highly passionate, you know. And you cannot help being passionate during Muharram, of course. But there is no objection to becoming, you know, enchanted or passionate. There is no objection to you. But one should maintain his rationality as well. And of course, when it comes to how we should hold the event of Ashura, we need to understand that there are some Shia Muslims whose practice is actually because of a lack of knowledge, because of a lack of understanding, result in the defamation and degradation of the Shia religion. Islam is portrayed as a religion of violence and you know, bloodshed, especially when it comes to tatbir or the practice of, Qamazani, whatever you call it, you know, maybe some non-Muslim media try to portray it as a kind of self-flagellation. I'm strongly opposed to this word because this word denotes something else. It has a very negative connotation. Mm-hmm. We do not practice self-flagellation. Of course, Shia Muslims are very much wise, very much, they have... their intention of practicing Zanjirzani, okay? There's much to say about Zanjirzani and also Tatbir. Inshallah, we will cover it in a separate episode, but we need to understand that the main concept of these majalis and these gatherings, of course, which are held in the month of Ramadan, month of Muharram, is to acquaint ourselves with the teachings and lessons of Ashura.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for your nice elaboration of, the laws related to Muharram according to Ayatollah Khamenei. In fact, thank you, my dear listeners and audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hussein planned to retrieve, loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hussein planned to retrieve, loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new